Hey, JB.
What's up?
Don't stop.
Keep pouring?
Keep pouring, my friend.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls around the whole wide world, welcome to another edition here of The Last Drop. I am your godfather of whiskey. I'm JB. And I'm riding solo today because, well, me and Cody just spent a whole day of recording some shows for you guys in the nearby future, mainly for the rest of this month, actually. So, kind of fucked up, forgot it was 5 weeks, but here we are. It is 5 weeks of the month, but here we are. Now, next week is our best and worst of episode. You're gonna want to tune in for that for your Christmas spirit. And then the week after is our top five must buy of 2026 of bottles that we want. But for today's episode, I'm gonna talk a little bit about the West Coast Whiskey Club bottle share event that happened yesterday. Fucking badass event. I ended up walking out of there with four bottles too. I ended up taking Shinks 2021. Because I had like three, I had two bottles of that, so. And I also took a Colonel Taylor Barrel Proof Batch 11. Or Batch 13, now I'm blanking. I think it was Batch 11, yes, right, Batch 11, which was a really good batch, by the way. One of my favorite batches. That shit was gone in 20 minutes. I was like, damn, people really like that fucking Barrel Proof. And rightfully so, it was delicious as hell. But shout out to the West Coast Whiskey Club for continuing to throw the best whiskey events of the year. Like, I hate going to these damn whiskey events because they just never show up with anything at these damn booths. But when the West Coast Whiskey Club throws a whiskey event, it's always a damn good time. The booths be having some exquisite shit at it. And it's always just like a bunch of just good activities and things to do. So I always love those events. But any other whiskey festival or thing that goes down in California, they usually tend to suck ass because the booths just don't be showing anything. Today, so the bottles I ended up walking out of there, lucky me, I ended up getting the Trader Joe's. Me and Cody talked about this because maybe we're going to do like a Trader Joe's Costco edition here on the land. I ended up getting that Trader Joe's bourbon whiskey that was bottled at a barrel entry proof. And I remember when this dropped, people, because this comes from the Buffalo Trace Distillery, by the way, excuse me, people were saying that this tastes just like fucking Stag Junior. So someone brought it. I ended up walking out of there. There's probably about a good four pours left in this thing or whatever. So that is just perfect. Limited release, man. I haven't seen this thing on shelves in forever. I ended up also grabbing something I actually enjoyed too. I took a pour of this, so I was like, oh man, if it's still left behind, I'll take it. It's probably got about the same amount, 3-4 pours maybe left. It's called Old Man Winter. Never had this bourbon from the Black Hills. Interesting, cool little label too as well. Old Man Winter, an antiquated portrayal of the winter season and its effects are chilly winters. 54.9% alcohol, 109 from Barstown, Kentucky. Man, this is solid stuff right here. I actually enjoyed this. This I did not even get to try. I got this Frey Ranch single barrel. It was a store pick too as well from High Proof. I wish it was from High Proof. Probably would have tasted better. I didn't even get to try it, but West Coast Whiskey Club dudes was like, hey, man, just take it. It's here. So I was like, all right, yeah, I'll take it. But it's proof as barrel strength as 125, 62.9% alcohol, man. And the true gem of the bottles I grabbed, that's 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Okay, yeah. The true gem that I was able to grab out of there, I never thought I would be saying this. And I think this came out back in August. I've been seeing it recently for about 60, 70 bucks. I think Total Wine has it for $70. But I've been seeing it at some bottle shops for 60 bucks. that's Jack Daniel's Single Barrel Heritage Barrel, the Toasted Barrel. Now, that's a lot of goddamn barrels. So let's just go with the Toasted. Jack Daniel's Heritage Toasted. My buddy Eric was there. He ended up telling me to you got to try that. And me and him have the same palate when it comes to Jack Daniel's. We fucking hate it. I think it just tastes like shit. People go crazy about it, which I don't know why. It's just so bland and generic and shit. And I still haven't even tried the age statement bottles yet. I just refuse to kind of pay for them now because I've given Jack Daniel's so many chances and it just continues to be like, it's just not good. But people go crazy over those damn age statement bottles. But Eric was telling me the 10 and 12 year old are just dog shit. He said he liked the 14 a little bit more, but nothing to go crazy about. But this he said he really liked. So I was just like, all right, I think it was the third pour I went for. And I was like, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and try it out because nobody likes suffering more than JB. I ended up trying it. I ended up enjoying it. I ended up really enjoying it, I have to say. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to open that up again. I was able to take it home, by the way, too. This is a good amount. It's damn near almost, I don't want to say half, but a little bit below half. I'm going to go ahead, open this bad boy up. We're going to talk about that on today's episode. And we're going to see if my thoughts remain the same on this. The first thing I got to try, though, at this was the Sazerac 18-year-old 2025 BTAC bottle. Let me just say, the color on that thing was beautiful. Stunning. That's the fourth BTAC I've gotten to try now. The only ones I haven't tried is the William LaRue and the new Colonel Taylor barrel proof. Or bottled and bond, I should say. I got to try the George T. Stagg last night. I think I'll talk in more depth about that later on because, wow. The Thomas Handy, that's fire. That's a last drop for me. The Eagle Rare 17, I actually enjoyed that a lot. I think I like the Handy just a little bit more, though. What else? Those two, obviously, I just had the Sazerac 18. I have to tell you, that was the most underwhelming one of them all. It just had no punch to it. You barely can taste the rye spices. And honestly, it wasn't bad. It was just as big a sin as it's just kind of forgettable. And especially because that bottle goes for like almost about $1,000, $1,400 or whatever and shit, depending on where you go. I was highly disappointed in that. I was expecting way more. I didn't get to go in, though, until like damn near late. But they had the William LaRue Weller there, actually, and the Heaven Hill 90th anniversary, which I really want to fucking try because that bottle's not really selling out over here in California. And I'm just debating, should I even buy it? But I really don't want to be burned on that because the bottle's like $300. So we'll see about that. But I do want to get more into some more Heaven Hill. But anyway, let's just go right into it. Shout out to West Coast Whiskey Club, holding it down, throwing a great event like usual. The food was solid too. Funny enough, the pizza was pretty good, but I like the chicken a little bit more actually. Put some barbecue sauce on that bad boy. Ooh, that was delicious. This might be this is the third time I think I've reviewed Jack Daniel's on here. The first time was Cody was on it and my brother. This was back in 2019, 4th of July weekend. We did the single barrel, if I'm not mistaken. And then the second time was I did the store pick with Kobe on it. That was the rye, which I fucking hated. I thought that tasted like shit, by the way. I didn't really like the one from 2019, too. I think that one was the one with the... I forgot what color that label was or whatever, but it looks just like this one, kind of, except this one's blue. I forgot which color that one was. See, even on the nose, dude, on the nose, this thing hits well. Oh, hold on here. Man, you get that caramel, that splash of toffee on there, too. That is like a vanilla custard as well. See, I think the nose even smells better now. I can't remember really getting much from the nose when I was drinking it last night. Oh, but it's staying because it's, man, it's really fucking solid right now. My review might be a little bit more praising on this just because it's like the first good Jack Daniels I've ever had, honestly. I will say the cocktail in a can, Jack Daniels and Coke, it's actually not bad. I gotta go back to it, but I remember it being not bad or whatever. It's probably sugary as fuck, to be honest. Oh man, yeah, see, like, it's just like that toastiness and some vanilla custard, and then the toffee just really stick out, and there's like that little hint of peppery spices in there as well too. That's solid shit right there. So I'm going in for the sip on this. Ooh. Another thing too, I ended up walking out with like 8 bottles, by the way, because I had to go to so I was a judge in this year's Sip Awards, and they sent us an email saying, you know, Friday and Saturday, come pick yourself up a free bottle. We'll also have some stuff for purchase. What else? We also got some swag for you, some merchandise. I ended up getting one of the judges' tasting glasses, brand new in a box and everything. That was really cool. They gave me this nice black and gold bag, tote bag, that says Spirits Awards, Sip Awards on it. My free bottle I got, it wasn't really much left on the free bottles table. I ended up getting this gin from Canada. It's funny enough, it's got like Japanese symbols on it though, but it's from Canada. And it even says, even though the bottle is sealed and everything, it says it's a sample bottle, not to be sold whatever. So it just caught my interest. So plus it was only like fucking gin and the eggnog and shittiest of whiskeys. I'm sure Friday was the better day to go, but I was not going to make it down there in time. The true gems, though, that I won, I spent a total of $20 in here. I walked out of there with 3 bottles. I walked out of there with the Evan Williams 12, which barely just started getting released in America, but they won like $200 for that fucking bottle. You used to be able to find this bottle like in Japan and duty free and stuff like that for dirt cheap. I think online the cheapest I saw was like $150. I ended up getting that bottle for $10. And I took it to the bottle share. Fucking killed it. The bottle's gone already. It's completely gone. I had a little sip of it or whatever. Still solid stuff. It had the gold foil around it too as well. So also too, I got I already put it in the cabinet. The Evan Williams Master Blend, which I think is better than the Evan Williams 12-year-old. No one was really touching that, though, at the bottle share event, which is crazy, because I was like, this one's much better. Just a little bit. Even my buddy Eric, he was the main one saying it. Like, oh, he's like, I prefer that one more. We ended up getting that, and I brought that one back with me because you could only find those at like duty frees and overseas and shit like that. So, and then the other one I got is one of my favorite brands, but I never really buy any bottles from them because they're too fucking expensive. 13th Colony, the new release, that their maple release that just came out. Now, I'm not a fan of the maple releases in whiskey. I don't like them at all, but they had a fucking full bottle there for $10 just because I was a judge. So I was like, fuck it, what's the harm that can do? $10, that's not gonna hurt anybody. So I grabbed it anyway. Might be reviewing that soon too. It was just funny because I literally almost bought that damn bottle when it went online, and I was just like, I think it was like $100 too. And I just went, no, once I saw that maple on there, because I thought it was like another cash strength release or something, but no, it was not, unfortunately. It's just like on the nose, baby, that vanilla custard. It's like a cream brulee, man, all in your mouth, dude. It really coats the mouth so well. There's like a hint of brown sugar in there as well, too. And it's like barely touching the back, the front end of, or the front of the esophagus, the throat area, whatever. But more like so in the back end of your tongue where that black pepper kind of settles in as well, too. There's a little bit of sweetness on the palate area, but it's not too overwhelmingly sweet. I could drink this all day. This is an easy sipper. Easy sipper, man. It just goes well, dude. That cream brulee, though, that's the main thing I'm getting out of that. Oh, man. You see, you know, in the finish, you get a little bit of that. That's where that toastiness comes from. It's got a little good bit of oak in there. But there's still a little hint of sweetness as well, too. It almost comes off like a little bit of tobacco leaf, which I thoroughly enjoy. This is a solid fucking pour. Now, $70, I would drop that down to $50 or whatever. But you know what? That's Total Wine. Total Wine, I think I saw somewhere it was like $60, too. It might have been Remedy Liquor. I would pay between $50 and $60 for this easily. Which I am glad about is I don't have to get my own bottle here. I got it right here now, so I don't have to buy this. And I'll sip on this, and this will be gone. Shit, before Christmas, I don't know. It probably depends on where I go. I probably won't even go back to pouring it. Because this it's not mind-blowingly good to where I'm just like, oh my God, I'm a believer in Jack Daniels. But this is a really good start to get me really acclimated with some Jack Daniels. And this is all I ask for. I want some samples before I just go out and spend my money on fucking Jack Daniels. This I would definitely recommend for $50, $60. $70. Sure, why not, whatever, but you can easily find it cheaper. I would be a little hesitant on spending the $70 for it, to be honest. But, all around, dude, solid pour. You know what I love about it, too, as well? It stays consistent. Consistent to the core, man. The tobacco comes off a little bit more. The tobacco leaves come off a little bit more, too. Even on the palate, I'm getting a little hint of that on the palate, but I think that's more of the toasted and the oakiness coming around. It's more well-rounded now, too. Man. Yeah, $50, $60, I definitely would buy that. Now, like I was saying, it's not mind-blowing me. It's not, like, amazing. It's mind-blowing in the sense that Jack Daniels made something I actually enjoy. That's one thing. But no, this isn't, like, breaking bounds or anything like that. I don't even know if I would tell you to rush out and buy it. I probably would tell you to go get it. Just in the simple fact that something in the $50, $60 range is actually pretty solid. But I don't think this is breaking any new boundaries. I don't think it's really doing anything crazy where you gotta rush out and get it. If you come across it, then you just be like, all right, let me try that out. Then yeah, and that's kind of where my rating drops into a little bit there. Because I'm not feeling that urge to buy another bottle of it. I got some other bottles on my list, which you'll hear in about, you know, 2 weeks, per se, when it comes to my top five of what I need and want there. I'm just really happy I got to try this because I've given Jack Daniels so many fucking chances. And it completely always burns me every fucking chance it gets. But this time, I will say this time they knocked it out of the park or whatever. Solid juices right here. You know what? You know, I was going to go up and shoot it up a half a point, a little higher, just based on the fact that I hate Jack Daniels, and this actually came out well. But, you know, I'm not going to do that, because I don't think it's that crazily good. I'm going to go with a 3 on this. That is the highest rating I've ever given Jack Daniels. I usually give it a fuck it, or that's some bullshit, or something like that. But I'm going to give this a 3. I was going to go 3.5, just based on the merit that Jack Daniels made something I enjoy. Unfortunately, though, I have so much shit. And this is just me. This doesn't apply to anybody else. I have so much shit that, like, I don't see myself going to this regularly. Although I think it makes a really solid everyday pour, I got so much shit in that cabinet over there I have not tried yet. And I'm going to try to, like, get to that before the end of the year. So that's kind of my boat. But I will say this. This is a damn good everyday pour. It's super solid. So if this was, like, you had to have one drink that was affordable on your I'm trying to drink something daily, man, I say this Jack Daniels Heritage Toasted Barrel fits the cake right there. And if you want to know what it is, it's the Toasted Barrel. It's got a blue label on it. blue label on it. Like I said, I think I saw that Total Wine for $70. I'm not spending $70 on it. $50, $60, like I said. But really solid stuff from the Jack there. So, yeah, I give it a 3. Man, that nose. See, what I like about the nose is it's very subtle. But you also get where it's going to as well. You get it. And what you get on the nose, what you get on the taste buds. Just usually kind of like the same with every Jack, though, I've had so far. Usually when you get it on the nose, you'd be like, oh, okay, all right. This isn't going to be that nuanced or unique and stuff like that. And I don't think this bottle's trying to be nuanced, unique, or anything like that. It does exactly what it needs to do. It's just this is the first time the flavors are melding right. The flavors are giving you something, and it's got a little bit of a punch to it. Where I thought the other bottles I've had on this show, the flavor profile was just very muted. And not a lot of nuance going on in there. And it just kind of came off as dry, bland, and general middle of the road, if you will. And it's just like, ugh, it's just not doing it. Where this one is more perfectly balanced. That cream brulee, man, that is the best description I give that. Look at the color on that, too. The color's not bad as well. Pretty little color on there. So, yeah, giving this a 3. And that's the highest thing I've ever given a Jack Daniels for. Wrapping the show up here, been going for 21 minutes, if you will. This is just the prelude until you get to next week's episode, which is the best and worst of 2025. Here on The Last Drop, let me rephrase that. It is our best and worst of list of drinks that we've reviewed on this show. Okay? Reviewed on this show. Just want to make that fucking clear, okay? Because I know people are going to be like, really? Where's this at? If we didn't fucking review it on the show, then it's not on there, okay? So, shout out to West Coast Whiskey Club. Shout out to the Sip Awards for hooking your boy up. And shout out to the Drip Drops out there here on The Last Drop for tuning in. And the next 2 weeks, you're getting two list shows, and I think you're going to enjoy those shows. Trust me on this. I've done the research. So with that said, folks, I'm going to get out of here because I want to go to bed. I need to put this show up and I want to go to bed. I'm tired. It's 10 o'clock at night. So with that said, I'm your godfather of whiskey. I'm JB. And like I always say, livers will never be the same and glasses will never be dry.